At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4-8-5-3-9-97-97. Who said it coming up in the 4 o'clock hour? We'll get to the Pistons, a little Nick preview, what's going on in the pages of the tabloid New York Post as far as the Pistons are concerned. But we were talking WrestleMania this weekend, and there are people like myself who were big wrestling fans that kind of lost touch with wrestling as we got into our later years or for whatever the reason, but there are a lot of people, as we're finding out, and I knew it. I mean, because it gets sold out everywhere. Kenny, Hatchet Man even a little bit, and of course, Evan, they love them some wrestling, and let's go to the phones. People want to talk. We want to listen. We're here for you. Brian, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, what's up? So I was, I think it was Rico I was talking to. My favorite moment, and Kenny will remember this. I was 9 years old. It was April 12th, 99, when The Rock stole Stone Cold's championship belt and threw it in the river, and then he threw Stone Cold off, I think it was the Belle Isle Bridge, into the river.
Off the Belle Isle Bridge? It was here? Wow.
I don't know if it was the Belle Isle Bridge, but I know he threw Stone Cold off a bridge in Detroit into the river.
Wow.
Okay. I
don't remember that.
The roof? Yeah, that was a great moment. I don't remember it verbatim because I was maybe like 5 years old at the time, but it's a classic Detroit wrestling moment for sure.
And
I remember it.
Do you?
I remember it. I was watching it live, but my uncle took my cousin to that. And so there was no cell phones. You know, cell phones right back then. So I knew it was gonna take them a long time to get from JLA home. And I waited and called my cousin late that night to ask him, how was that feeling? How did it look like? Well, he told me my uncle, who's a fireman, kind of ruined it for him because as a fireman, he knew they had already set up everything in the Detroit River to catch him so he wouldn't get lost.
Well, because I had many, many questions.
Yeah.
One, how do you get from Joe Louis to Belle Isle? They just fall all the way up the street?
What do you mean?
Well, which bridge did they toss them off of?
Off the Belle Isle Bridge.
How did they get there? Like the fight took place on the bridge?
They were just there. They were set up at the end of the Raw episode. They were already there.
Oh, I'm like, oh, okay.
And they had set it up where he stole the belt earlier in the show.
I'm like,
and then at the end of Raw, they ended up there.
Oh, like, they never showed how he got.
Oh, no, see, they showed him leaving JLA, and then they showed Steve Austin leaving to go follow, but they never showed him like on their way there on the street.
Oh, so I'm see, like, did they fight all the way up Jefferson? Stop at Martin? Yeah, hop on the radio with him?
Go to the click. Keep going. Go to the click for something to eat.
Get some pancakes at the click. Stop at Martin and say what's up to him and brother man.
Right.
And then make it all the way to Belle Isle.
Do a photo shoot at WGPR, right?
So they didn't follow them all the way to Belle Isle. No.
Mojo. Here we go.
Devin, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
So I have two, if I could.
Okay.
One is WrestleMania 17, the TLC match between Edge and Christian, Hardy Boys, Dudley Boys. That match just kept you on the edge of your feet, edge of your seat. I mean, Edge climbing for the belt and then getting speared. No, Edge spearing Jeff off and then Jeff getting slammed through the tables. I mean, I was losing my mind the entire time. I mean, just shaking. Like, someone's gonna climb up that ladder and grab that. I mean, what a match. But the Edge and Christian storyline, it's quite a storyline. They're brothers, or they're not brothers, but all three sets of brothers in that match, just even though Matt and Jeff Hardy were the only real brothers. But other one was WrestleMania 25, which was Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. I think it was planned. Undertaker missing the cameraman added to the match, his iconic match with Shawn Michaels. And they even asked him about it. And he says that actually helped the match, that he missed the cameraman. I mean, he was like inches away. I'm like, this guy's about to die. I mean,
and that was planned, that he would just miss the cameraman?
Yeah, it was the first match. Undertaker went for his, you know, how he goes over the rope, the suicide dive. And Shawn Michaels pulled the cameraman, and Undertaker ended up just crashing to the floor. And it was later revealed that Undertaker was legitimately out on his feet following the moment because of the impact.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think that was he wasn't supposed to miss the cameraman. I think that almost became a disaster.
Let's go to John. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, John?
What's up, Stoney? How are you?
Good.
Good, good. I call Rico all the time, and I always talk to him and Mike, but it's nice to hear from you. So I'm calling because, yes, sir. So some of the biggest WrestleMania moments was definitely when this was actually a big surprise, because it's when Undertaker lost to Brock Lesnar, because he was undefeated for 21 straight years. He was 21-0, and he just got pinned. And, yeah, it was just unfortunate. Everybody in that arena, myself included, was shocked. I actually thought the referee counted to three by accident, but no, he lost the match.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You know, obviously, you can't bet on WrestleMania, can you?
I don't think so.
Because it's scripted.
I think there are certain things that there's a couple of sports books.
I'm sure maybe offshore you probably can, but there's no way in Las Vegas.
I'll look into that, because I think there might be a way for certain things that aren't like script, because not every match is scripted down to each move. Like, they usually call their moves in while they're in the match.
Right.
So it's hard to really determine that, but there might be a way.
Problem is, like, if it was on, you know, FanDuel or DraftKings or one of them.
I don't think you can bet winners and losers, if that's what you're asking.
Right.
That you can't do.
Or over-unders and time length, probably not either, because there's somebody who
that's where you get
working
close
with the WWE knows exactly what's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
which
but those,
is fine.
Those change on the spot, too, though.
But, I mean, technically, how is that any different from the color of Gatorade in the Super Bowl? If you know the equipment manager, you know the color of Gatorade.
That's a great point. I need to find out who the equipment manager. I should have found out who the equipment manager of the Eagles was.
Yeah.
They probably are sworn to secrecy. E in Detroit, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? First off, WrestleMania 3 was the best one, I got to say, because that was the whole storyline. Hogan telling the kids we got to eat our vitamins. I was 5 years old, and I was at the Silverdome.
Say your prayers and eat your vitamins.
You absolutely right. That was the first time I've ever seen a grown man cry. And it was a bunch of grown men in the stadium crying because of Hogan slamming Andre the Giant. Everybody was a Hulkamania fan back in the day, just like we all Michigan fans now.
We ain't all Michigan.
Not everybody's a Michigan fan.
You're exactly right. We're all Michigan fans.
Okay. We all Michigan fans. And the ones that don't understand wrestling, our little bros, the Sparties.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm a Michigan fan, but that's very uncalled for.
Yeah, E. Love it.
That's very uncalled for. when little brother involved goes into the wrestling venue, no, I'm sorry.
I never thought. You know what? The fact that he held all that time to say that means I win.
Tom, you're a 97 on the ticket.
The best topic ever, guys. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
I got two wrestling Detroit moments. One's WrestleMania moment, one's a non-WrestleMania moment. As far as the WrestleMania moment, Steamboat versus Macho Man, WrestleMania 3.
It's unbelievable.
I saw a documentary on that, and Macho Man actually, him and Steamboat, had every hold. I know Kenny mentioned that they usually call the match while they're inside. They actually had spent weeks planning each individual move at each moment of that match. They had spent literally weeks doing that. And I know it wasn't your typical physical where people are getting thrown around and stuff like that, but as far as true wrestling, technical wrestling for, you know, what it is in pro wrestling, the best match I've ever seen in my life, still to this day.
Thank you, Tom. And
yes, the other great Detroit wrestling moment is when Stone Cold came out at Joe Louis Arena with the Zamboni. I don't know if you guys remember that. It was a Monday Night Raw at Joe Louis when he was feuding with Vince McMahon, and he came out there, the Zamboni, ran into the Zamboni, jumped on top of the Zamboni onto Vince McMahon, and got arrested by the fake Detroit police.
Kenny, can we validate this?
Oh, yeah, that's another Detroit classic. That absolutely happened. That was fantastic. It was a great spot.
That's unbelievable. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. 248-539-9797. All right, coming up next, he is allegedly a villain in Gotham City, and we're not talking about the Riddler. 97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. It's the Valenti Show with Rico. I am in for Mr. Valenti, who will be back Monday. Kenny Cott, David Hull, we'll have Who Said It coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Tiger Baseball coming up at 6:15. Jackson Jobe on the mound. Hey, Riley Green snapped out of it yesterday. 3 hits. They beat the Royals game 2, like I said.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Said tonight, tomorrow night on these airwaves, 6 o'clock. From the world's most famous arena, as they say, the Detroit Pistons will be taking on the New York Knicks. Game one, first round NBA playoffs. And if you've listened to this show, Mike has always talked about the New York Post. And growing up on the East Coast, like he did and I did, the New York Post was always something that you love to read, especially, you know, the back page and a very creative headlines. They're critical. It's of either their own teams or other things in the world. But the back page cover is always, you know, dedicated to sports. And on their cover today, the back cover, they have, there's a little on the banner. It says Aaron Rips Aaron, which is Aaron Rodgers on Aaron Glenn crime. And then there's this big picture of one Cade Cunningham with little pictures of Reggie Miller, Trey Young, and P.J. Brown, if you remember him, and the bold lettering next to Cade in the picture is Ready, Villain, and Able. Cade could be the next in MSG Parthenon of Hate if Knicks don't care of business, don't take care of business versus Pistons. And I get it. Cade's the best player on the Knicks rivals roster. I just have never looked at Cade as villainous as especially Reggie Miller, Trey Young, and P.J. Brown was always innocuous to me anyway, but he, you know, was kind of physical at times, and he made some big shots against the Knicks in that series when he played for the Miami Heat back in the day when they had the brawl at the end, and some Knicks were suspended for Game 7 in the Heat. I believe it was an 8 seed upset the Knicks, and it was a 5-game series back then, if my memory is correct. But, Rico, do you look at Cade Cunningham as a villain?
I don't see him as a villain, but in New Yorkers, I can see how he is a villain because you got to remember the last time they were there in Madison Square Garden, Cade went off.
Yes.
He went off in the Garden.
Both games this year he went off.
And I think New Yorkers can see that and they remember, and yeah, it is a little bit of PTSD. I was shocked when I saw them in the same category because, yeah, as I've said it before, Trey Young, that became his coming out party to the entire NBA. He went out and did it on the big stage in the playoffs against New York, hitting big shots, game-winning shots, scoring 40-some points. Like, he went out there. And Reggie Miller, I mean, I watched that meltdown.
Yes.
That was the epic meltdown of just – that was the biggest choke job I've ever seen,
yes.
Ever. Like, he torched them, did the choke sign to Spike Lee, and then it was like you knew once he got the ball, he was going to hit it.
Yeah.
At some point, guys, can you stop him? No, the Knicks could not stop him.
Right.
And P.J., you know, with the whole fight situation, as you said, I think the Knicks were up 3-1 getting to this fight. And next thing you know, they end up losing in 7 games. So that was problematic. Now they're saying, hey, Cade, because Cade is good, they don't want Cade to have his coming out party against them.
No.
They are afraid of Cade Cunningham.
But to use the term villain, and you being a lover of superheroes, to me, villain and Gotham City has Batman stuff written all over it. To me, the villain that they're going to hate the most is going to be Isaiah Stewart and maybe Ron Holland. And Beasley, too, for the shimmies and all that stuff.
No, see, they look at those guys as just the henchmen.
Okay.
The thugs. Like, oh, okay. You remember the old Batman thing with Adam West.
Right, they had the seconds.
Right, they would always be the henchmen who would go out there and take the beating.
Yes.
While the main villain would, drive away.
Right.
That's what they see, those guys. They don't think that they are a threat. Whereas Cade, they see Cade as a threat. And I was shocked that they revere him so much that when I saw that headline, I was like, wow, okay.
I don't think they revere him so much. I don't even think it's about him.
Mm.
I think it's about themselves. They can't lose this series. And Knicks fans, they can't lose this. 73 has been the last time they won a championship. They're ready for a championship. And I think it's more about them. Oh, my gosh, we cannot lose again. And if they lose, it would be because of Cade. So they see him as just another reason why we didn't get it done. They're just afraid to lose. They cannot lose this series.
No, you're
period.
Right.
It's like when we talked about with the Lions, and the Lions fans were, oh, well, we're moving on to the Eagles. No, they're not trying to move on to the next. They're afraid of what Cade can do, and they won't be at the next.
Well, because they want the Celtics.
Yes.
And that's who they'll get next. Because the Celtics are the 2 seed, and they're the 3, so it wouldn't even be the 1 seed. They'll have to play Cleveland if they upset the Celtics, and then in the next round, they got a while to go. I don't think the Knicks are winning a championship.
I don't think so either. I mean, yeah, I think their closest one was a Game 7 against the Rockets back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, when John Starks decided like—
John Starks went like 0-11 something.
And Riley didn't pull him, right? It was Riley or Van Gundy? I think it was Riley.
No, it was Riley.
Yeah,
Riley didn't pull him. Right. He was awful. Charlie Ward, like their entire backcourt couldn't hit a shot in that Game 7.
Well, they were never the same after the Bronco chase in that series.
Was that the Bronco chase series?
I think it was, right? Wasn't it Knicks-Rockets, 94?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is amazing how that chase changed it for them. Not OJ, it changed it for the Knicks.
No, I mean, it's one of those moments. I was having a conversation, give me 20 seconds. It was the Evander Holyfield, Riddick Bowe, and the Fan Man.
Yes.
And Riddick Bowe was beating the snot out of Holyfield. Fan Man lands in the middle of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped the fight for like 41 minutes. And when they came back, Bo was done. And he never recovered from that. Yeah. I think one more round and the ref's going to be like, nope, this fight's over. So.
Yeah, I do have a question regarding the Pistons, because the Pistons did release their playoff roster. Is there an interesting name on it?
All right. We'll discuss that coming up next. 97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. I got Who Said It coming up at the 4 o'clock hour. Pistons, Knicks tomorrow, approximately 6 o'clock tip-off, Madison Square Garden, and we made, I think the Knicks are going to win the series. It doesn't make me a bad person, I don't think, but there are other things that might make me a bad person. That's not one of them. I think it's just the Pistons are not as good as the Knicks. It's that simple. I'm not going to sit and break down every particular matchup, but if you want to live, my main reason is the Knicks have their 2 best players or 3 best players or 4 best players are better than the Pistons starting 5. Cade, arguably, is the best player. You can argue Jalen Brunson if you want, especially if he's 100% healthy, that's fine. I'm not going to get into that argument. But everybody else, from Cat to Josh Hart, to the rest of their lot, the Bridges, I'd rather have their other 4.
Stoney, I'm with you. I mean, for the Pistons to win this, let's just say Cade is the best player on the court. Mm-hmm. You got to have somebody else step up. Mm-hmm. You got to have somebody else become that Robin. Who's going to be that guy that plays well with Cade to help get the Pistons through this 7-game series?
Which leads me to my tease.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because you're right. They need a Robin. The Detroit Pistons released their playoff roster, just like every team does. Mm-hmm. They went on Instagram, Twitter, and posted the photos of the roster.
I'm looking at it.
You got Cade. You got Tim Hardaway Jr., mm-hmm. Tobias, Thompson, Duren. You got
Waters.
Paul Reed. You got Waters. You got Sasser. You got Schroeder. You got
Bobby Clinton.
Isaiah. You got Clintman on there. You got Holland. You got Beasley.
Sar Thompson, right?
Sar Thompson. You got everybody, including Jaden Ivey. Jaden Ivey is on the Detroit Pistons playoff roster. Now, I know some people are going to look at this and say, well, maybe they just put pictures of the entire roster on here. I don't know.
No.
But I tell you this. I don't want Jaden Ivey to play in the playoffs. I don't need it. I don't want it to ruin the chemistry so far with this team. And while, yes, we need a Robin, it can't be him right now. Sit to the side, sir. You just got cleared a couple days ago for just physical activity.
Look, fresh legs.
First of all, you only dressed 13 guys anyway.
Correct. So, I get it.
So Clintman and Ivy.
15 guys on the picture.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. So Clintman and Ivy will not be in uniform tomorrow.
I hope not.
I don't think so.
I just don't want them to think about it.
I don't think they will. I think Ivy's on the roster. Now, I have no idea if once you put your roster in, that's your roster for the entire playoff
run. That may be it.
If that's it, then I have no problem with it, because if they would win this series, it's another
emergency. Right, because remember, the finals are going to be in June.
Right. This series is almost
going to be in June.
Well, this series is almost going to be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So another 2 weeks, he's going to be practicing and stuff. So if they do are fortunate to win
this series.
Second
round, maybe they.
Absolutely.
Maybe that is the rule.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Let's just say they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA final. Then, in 2 months, he's going to be a different player than he is right now. Right.
I just saw it and got nervous.
I understand.
And maybe
that.
I'm wrong. People can call up. People can text. But I just got nervous. I don't want to see it.
Now, you can get nervous if tomorrow you see him in the layup line. But even so, I don't think he's going to play. He hasn't played. So you're not going to just bring him in just unless you're 100% ready to go and they've been doing this stuff, undercover that he's really good in practice that nobody can see. I doubt it, though. I just think it's for down the road. It's my guess. I have no idea.
But yes, Jaden Ivey. I'm sorry, people. I said Jalen. It's Jaden Ivey. I'm sorry.
But, it's okay. You're allowed to make
a mistake. My question is, who is going to be the other player, the complement to Cade Cunningham? Who's going to be that guy that has to step up for this team to win? 248-539-9797. Because for me, I'm thinking it has to be Beasley. You need the scoring that he brings, the three-point shots. He's hitting that. He's freeing up the lane, allowing Cade to drive. Cade cannot do this by himself. He needs somebody else. I need to see Beasley become that guy, that second guy, that Robin and Cade's Batman using the whole Gotham thing. If you want to get this done, you have to have a second player step up. Detroit, who do you think that second player is going to be? Who needs to step up to help Cade to get past the Knicks? 248-539-9797.
If you're asking me, I'm going to go on the defensive. I think it's going to be Asar Thompson. I think Asar Thompson, and I know it might be unorthodox that they'll probably start Cade defending Brunson. I'd put Asar Thompson on him and just say, listen, don't foul a lot, okay? Don't be, fooled by that pump that he always does and he steps back and all that. Just play him straight up. Try not to foul. You have the height advantage. There you go. You're defensive, Robin.
So you're going defense.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going offense.
I'm going in a different direction than both of you. No offense, not defense, but it's your mind. Stay in the game, Isaiah Stewart. Please,
okay.
You cannot be influenced by what Mitchell Robinson is going to try to do to you, by what any of the Knick players are going to try to do to you. You got to stay in the game mentally.
So you think Beef Stew can pair up with Kay and they can beat the Knicks?
Yeah, because if he stays in the game mentally, in this series mentally, yes.
Again,
I do, because he could be in it defensively. He could be in it on the rebound. He can do everything he needs to do, but the minute his mental is gone from what they try to do to him, and he gets a tag, and he does all the other things, and now he's out of the basketball mind. Yeah, but he could be the fact.
What he has to do, you bring up the mind, is somehow get in the mind of the cat.
That would be great. That would be great.
That's what he has to do, because I don't think the cat is as soft as everybody else seems to think around here.
So we got Beef Stew. I got Beasley. You got
Asar.
Who do you have, people? 248-539-9797. Who has to step up in this series
in order for the Pistons to knock off the Knicks. It's plain and simple. Because like I said, I'm going with scoring. Stoney's going with defense. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like David is going with toughness. So none of them are wrong.
No.
I just feel like, you know what? You're going to have to outscore the Knicks, okay? Because you may have the best player. They have the next four best players. You got to break that circle up. You need somebody else to get in there and score some points. You have to have somebody that if Cade has an off night or an off quarter to take the pressure off him for scoring. I get it. Shutting him down on defense helps, but basketball is about who can put the most balls in the bucket. I need a score. I need Beasley to go out there, light it up from the three-point line, and get this team to the second round if they're going to make it.
97-1, the ticket. And we got Tiger baseball coming up around 6:40, first pitch. Tigers taking on the Kansas City Royals. Also, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Pistons, Knicks, first game, first round, Madison Square Garden, right here on 97-1, the ticket. And yes, we will have the Tiger game in the afternoon as well. Don't want to diss them at all. And Casey Mize will be going tomorrow. Jackson Job tonight. Hopefully Riley Green can continue his comeback. He had three hits last night after going, what, one?
And WrestleMania 41 on Saturday.
Yeah, I know, but that's not here. That too. Yes, that's not here. Do we have any Detroit wrestlers involved here? I don't think so, do we? I don't know.
I don't think so. Yes, no, not you know this what? Time
right
around.
Right now, I'm WrestleMania out. After the past hour and a half, we did basically talking about it. It was a lot of fun out there. 248-539-9797. Who do you need to step up to be Cade's Batman? By the way, Rico, I came up with a nickname for Cade, and it's kind of with the whole Batman and Robin theme. And
is this going to be corny?
It's kind of corny, and I've mentioned, but you know, because people, you know, call him Motorcade, which I get. That's okay, and mine is somewhat similar to that. But if he's Batman, he's the Cade Crusader.
I thought you were gonna go Batcade. Okay,
is that okay? Cade Crusader, because you know, Batman was the Caped Crusader.
Okay. Yeah, I like it.
All right, good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'll just take, you know, win the game.
Of course.
And let the nickname happen. Like Chauncey right. became Mr. Big Shot
right.
because he hit the shot.
Right.
So... yeah,
Nordo, you're a 97 on the ticket. Nordo, who's got a step? Who's got a
joint?
What's up?
Appreciate the phone call, man. And happy Good Friday. Happy Easter. God bless you guys. Happy
Thank
Passover,
you.
All that good stuff. I appreciate you guys. But the reality is, you know it's going to take.
If I had to pick one, mm-hmm. it's Tobias. Because you put him in the post. He can get a one-on-one. He can kick out to the double team. Now, don't get me wrong. Some Beasley. He's. The microwave, and I love Beef Stew because he's Ben Wallace combined with Dennis Rodman. Joe Dumars combined with Dennis Rodman. Yes.
Nordo. You say your phone.
Hold on.
No, I got to put Nordo on hold.
Yeah,
Nordo's phone sounded like back in the Bad Boy era. All right, let's see if Nordo's phone's working. Hey, your phone working better now, Nordo?
Oh, sorry about that, buddy.
That's okay.
I got excited.
You're allowed. You're allowed to get excited. We haven't had a good
Tobias,
basketball team here in a long
even
time.
I know these guys are. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Breaking one nine.
Yeah. You know, I'll let you go, though. But I'll comment on the Tobias. Tobias is, you know, he is an X factor. There's no doubt about it. And he's a very good player. And you brought up a great point about posting guys up because he's really good at that. But I have some, you know, past playoff trauma when he was with the Sixers in big games. Everybody always focused on Ben Simmons coming up short, which he did. You watch a lot of those Sixer games like I did and like layups, inside stuff that he would get to the hole and his layups would be short. He wouldn't be able to finish. It was like, looked like A.J. Hogarth going in a lane. You think he's going to score a basket and, you know, a three-footer is 2 feet. I mean, that's what bothers me and bothers a lot of my friends about Tobias in the postseason. And when they got him to come back, I said, you know what? It's not going to bother me because he's a really good influence. He's a great dude and he's going to be good. And we're not going to have to worry about the playoffs anyway. But lo and behold, they're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs. And yes. Now you got to lean on his experience
right.
being there. But I guess to me, it would be house money. I'm not counting on Tobias right. to do anything. That's okay. why I said, I need Beasley. I know he can shoot the three. I know he can score. You know what? He gets into a rhythm. And now, you know, in the Garden, he puts the pressure on the Knicks because he's just splashing from the outside. And that's freeing up Cade. So, yes, that's why I'm saying I need Beasley to show up. You wrote the letter to Detroit? Show up and show them something. Because you do this. And they'll, you know, they'll want to keep you around. You could become that next Rasheed Wallace type where they just embrace you.
Yep. And they like the flamboyance if you're making the shots.
Right.
Don't be shimmying in their faces if you're down 18 points.
Either. No.
Devin in St. Clair, you're a 97 on the ticket.
I'd like to say the X factor has to be Dennis Schroeder. Just in my opinion, that second unit is going to have a lot of struggles against the Knicks, and Dennis Schroeder has to get the ball moving. He's got to take a more scoring first approach. Ron Holland needs to step up, and the whole second unit needs to step up for us to even make any type of run in this series.
I get it. I mean, Holland, you know, you talk about Isaiah Stewart has to keep, you know, David brought up his mind. Ron Holland's got to play under control too.
I'd like to say also Tim Hardaway needs to play I mean, if you can keep Tobias at a reason, like, we know we're going to get out of Tobias Harris. He's going to give us 13 to 17 a night, efficient scoring, good playmaking, good veteran talent. It has to be Tim Hardaway is the most streaky shooter on our team. Some nights he go out for zero. Some nights he's going to go out for 20. We need him to be steady.
And especially, you know, right off the get-go. I mean, he's been really effective early in games. So that's the one thing, especially when we're on the road, they can't afford to get the crowd into it really early. Because if you can get a lead early, and look, I know basketball is obviously a game of runs, but to get the crowd out of that game as early as you can would be very beneficial. That's for damn sure. 248-539-9797. We have any texts, David?
Yeah, Sar Thompson is going to be the guy to step up. Dude is a lockdown defender, and I think having him out there will be huge. Same with Ron Holland. Someone else says, watch out for Tim Hardaway Jr. One other person trying to be smart says, is Rasheed Wallace an option? Because that's the only way we are beating the Knicks.
Okay.
All right. Tobias Harris has to be the Robin. That is from Gene. I'm going with all the above. We need Jalen Duren to be the guy he's been all season. He's full floor, all-out effort, and consistent on both ends.
That's the first one to talk about Jalen Duren. And when Jalen has gotten a little better at it, but as interesting defensively as he's been, he's not a great rim protector. That's where, although he gets in foul trouble, that's where Isaiah Stewart is really good at protecting the rim. Even he's a little short for that position. But yeah, if Jalen Duren can play really efficient, stay out of foul trouble, both sides of the ball, good things could happen for your Detroit Pistons. 97 yeah. Won the ticket.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.